It's wonderful to see everybody on an Erev Shabbos. Grateful Akiva made this suggestion. So to have something in between a shir and a sicha about Parshas Korach is obviously a very valuable thing. And I wanted to begin with a difficult Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of us learned through it together last year. The Gemara says the following. It's right here in the chat. For anybody who wants to take a look. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Korach lo mina beluin velo mina serufim. Lo mina beluin dechsev v'eis kol ha'adam asher lekorach velo korach velo mina serufim dechsev ba'chol ha'esh eis chamishim masayim ish 250 exactly velo korach. So Rabbi Yochanan says that Korach didn't meet either fate of the beluim or the serufim. Rashi comments, so then how did he die? He says, Elo b'magefa meis. He was one of the 14,700, so he was virtually anonymous in his passing. B'masnisa tana korach min haserufim umin habeluim. Min habeluim dechsev, as the pasuk says there, vativo usam ves korach min haserufim dechsev, as the pasuk says, veish yatza meis Hashem vatochal eis chamishim masayim ish v'korach behadayu. We can assume that korach was there. So how could he have both been incinerated and swallowed? So there's all kinds of interesting choreographies. At first he was incinerated, then his body was dragged down. Okay. So I think what this Gemara is actually getting at is the fact that the Adas Korach was actually a very complicated admixture. If we were to use the term from chemistry, it wasn't a homogeneous mixture, but very much a heterogeneous mixture. So let's read just a passage together here in the Netziv, which is, I think, a very compelling presentation of the Bluim and the Srufim and how Korach fits into this paradigm. But then I'll try to expand, and that will be a little bit more the Sicha part. So the Netziv wrote the following: Aval yesh ladas lizbonim mikol inyan haparsha mehalichos hamachlokes meona shegiya lahem kilo nishtavu be'erkam. These are not all the same people, says the Netziv. Sharei anu roim shaloyu bichlal lokhi amachdos ela korach v'chamishim masayim ish v'lo dasan v'aviram. V'gam hinega makom yizale shemo kavod v'chamishim masayim ish. Their demise, as the Netziv will elaborate, was a form of divine honor. V'lo korach v'dasan v'aviram kasher yivur. Al ken yesh lahavi shechamishim asayim ish hayu be'emes gedol Yisrael b'chol prad gam b'yiras Hashem. A shocking line in isolation, but he'll explain. V'haya menias hakehuna shegorim dveikos v'avas Hashem ke'esh bo'er v'kirbam. The fact that they were not zochet b'nichnas lefnai v'lefnim was deeply painful, like a fire consuming within them. Lo l'shem b'srara v'chavod hamedume ki'im l'hiskade sh'lahasig ma'ilazo al yidei avoda. V'gam him yadu asher dvar Hashem emes v'fi Moshe v'en lahar achra v'chas v'chalila ra'kira b'lima ma'charatzon Hashem u'masru atzrom l'misiras nefesh v'lamos al avas Hashem ki azo chavabes ahava. Shita sanitziv about the chamishim asayim ish is that it was a collective suicide, that they wanted to die al, ahavas Hashem, a misguided form, obviously, ki azah chamaves ahava, that if this was the only way they were going to ever get to hold the Ketores, then so be it, and they were willing to pay that price. So obviously, it's a terrible thing, but there was a kavana l'shem shamayim, however misguided. Ela mashmoza kasav ki'in perish ha-kasav b'nazir, shenitma v'chiper alav meisher chatal ha-nefesh, biyarnu shama shenitstar miyayin, v'ukidei lahasig malas ruach ha-kodesh dios kadosh l'ashem, v'ze eino l'fi yerko, v'abachina alze asharei nitma, v'amar ha-kosev d'mi shetzir esnafsho lahasig malas she'eino bar yecholas lasiga mikra chote al-nafsho, v'achanami heima bikshu lahasig malas avas Hashem al-yidei avoda, avogav sheyadu shelo yinaku, they knew that their outcome would be exactly what it was, incineration. Ubivada yikuyim dvar Moshe. Vizem mikri, that's what the pasuk means. Hachatayim aylib nafsho sam. He's using the exact same words that appear by Nazir. Shabikshu la'abid es nafsho sam. They desired to die. Again, it was a mass suicide. Rak lahasig mailas ha'ava v'chasidus v'open shein lefi ratzon mimenu yisbarach shemo. V'mishumhochi samachinyin halaz v'parshas tzitzis. And that's why, you know, the end of Parsha Shlach, which really seems like a bookend of Parsha Shlach, v'lo sasurach v'levavchem k'neged v'yalu v'yasures ha'aretz. But be that as it may, the Netziv says, look forward also, there is a connection between tzitzis and Korach, and it's not just the Beged Shekulo Tcheles, famous Tanchuma. But here, Shehuzharu Chaside Yalion, Bechut Shal Tcheles, Shebechol Chasidusam, Lo Yasuru Mitzvot Hashem, Kamo Shebiyarnu Be'azharav Lo Sasuru, the Tzitzis reminds us, Laman Tizkir, Vasisa Mezkol Mitzvosai, Visem Kedoshim Leluhechem, the way to be Kadosh is not to go off on your own, but to do exactly what I told you, to dot every I and to cross every T. So very fascinating thing that Itziv is drawing out, again, this is, we know the Hakdama of Hoyim Ekdavar, the words he puts together very beautifully. So he says, you know, that's exactly what it means by the Nazir, Me'asher Chatal HaNefesh. It's a middle shita between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says, right, and the Ramban says is that he's stopping his Nazirus, but the Netziv says that it depends, that he's Asher Chatal HaNefesh is really because he wasn't ra'oi to the kind of access to the Ribono Shel Olam that he was striving for in an extreme kind of a way. So he was kind of, in a certain sense, taking a shortcut, like these Chamishim U'masayim Ish, HaChata'im Ha'ele B'naf Shosam. Very fascinating idea that Netziv is developing. And since this reminds us that the only way to serve Hashem is exactly the way that Hashem wants to be served. So again, this is a fascinating beginning, but it gets even more tantalizing. This week's parsha. So he said they just needed the machlokas as a proxy. They were willing to commit a collective suicide to die, you know, through the ketores. But to get there, they had to sort of penetrate the wall of Levium that would have been in their way. So they had to create this machlokas of Moshe v'Aaron. But the machlokas was really a pretext. It was a hechitimtzi. Kol zeh haya halichos chamishim u'masayim ish. Bishul shemikol makom kivnu l'shem shamayim yishum hachi nenshu b'sreifa be'esh shiyatza. They were punished through this particular H that was yotze mi'beis kachi ha'kadashim. V'haya b'zeh inin kavod gamkin kemoshi yivuar.
So this aspect of L'shem Shemayim, misguided, erroneous, wrong, but nonetheless, is why they were not min ha'baluim, but they were min ha'srufim, and it was an eish she'yatza milifnei Hashem. And of course, this is just a repetition of the death of Nadav v'Avihu, right? That Nadav v'Avihu also died, you know, v'tetze eish milifnei Hashem v'tochal osam. There's no denying the very obvious comparison between Nadav and Avihu and the Chamishim Asayim Ish. But min ha'katzah ad ha'katzah, lo chein dasan ve'aviram heima hayu rechokim mitayv al yonazo. They were not interested in Dveikas b'Hashem b'chlal. Kim shahayu b'teva ba'alei machokas sesone Moshe od b'mitzrayim. Right, that's the famous Medrash, Shnei Anashim Ivrim Nitzim. Right, mikol shkein ata kasher nigzar alem lamus b'midbar. This is basically the approach of the Ramban. It was a collective sense of despair. So Dasan v'Aviram, Kol Kulam was the Machlokas. They just wanted the Machlokas. So they are the diametric opposite of the Chamishim U'masayim Ish, who just needed the Machlokas as a way of, you know, basically going out in a blaze of fire. For Dasan v'Aviram, who were the Bluim, and unfortunately, you know, even their Yonke Shadayim, as Rashi points out, Kamakasha Machokes, right, that Yonke Shadayim were swallowed as well. So Dasan V'Aviram, for them, the entire point really was the Machokes. So what was Korach, right? You have these two poles. Amnam Korach V'emes Haya Adam Gadol V'Rai L'Taivas Chamishu Masayim Ish. That's the Gemara that we started with. Was he Min HaBaluim? Is he Dasan V'Aviram? Or is Min HaSrufim? Or is he neither, like Rabbi Yochanan? Right, he's the paradigm of not just a machlokas shelo l'shem shemayim, but a kinev ataiva v'kavod motzin es ha'adam min ha'olam. Okay, in asa ma'isa chamishim asay mish, v'nenash kedasan v'aviram. So the Netziv is taking a stand here that he was ne'enash kedasan v'aviram, he was min ha'beluim. V'hainu shetam ha'midrash ha'valkorach shepikei ha'chaya lo nichnas l'shtos l'v'akish chasidus b'ofen. Shane can return to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why the Medrash is so tamua. You know, Pikeach Zeh, you know, Ma'ra'a Likanes B'machlok Ezo. V'alkarchach Kesavar L'hasik Taivas HaKavod, V'yanochol Nibo Batuach She'itzi L'chayim, V'imkein Ma'ra'a Livtoach L'achlok Al Moshe, V'chol Dvarim Eilim B'vuar B'mikra Parshas Pinchas, the Mitziv says it's so meduyak in the Pesukim, Hu Dasan V'aviram Kirei Haida Asher Yitzu Al Moshe V'alaron B'adas Karach. So he says, Dasan Aviram attacked Moshe and Aaron. That's what the Pasuk says. Asher Yitzu Moshe v'al Aaron. But Adas Korach v'hatzosam al Hashem. But the Chamishim Masayimish didn't care about Moshe and Aaron. They just wanted to die in a blaze of fire. They knew that Hashem would take them out. But better to die in a blaze of fire with a machta in their hands, right? And to have an Eish that would, consume them the way Nadav and Abihu died. And even their Machtos would become, part of the Mizbeach itself, Tzipoy la Mizbeach. Mavur Hashem v'chamishim asayimish, hitu al Hashem. V'hema, dasan aviram, hitu al Moshe v'aron, v'yivuar od shama, zahu klal ha'inyan. Yadu asher yirah Hashem, v'amusim b'prishis. This is a fascinating sociological insight that the Netziv is making. Enam yichol ha'mahatzis machokas. He says these 250 men, who are really spiritual figures, there's no way that they would be able to, demagogue and agitate to start a machlokas. The tip is, let's be honest, the people who start movements like this in society are not, the prushim, the people who are interested in spiritual communion with God, even if it means death. But they could never reconcile themselves with the fact that Hazar HaKarev Yumas, that they were not permitted to engage in the Avodim. Came the Matsu Yadayim Lasos Machlokes, V'chein Tassan V'Aviram, Shayu Yiduyim L'Balei Riv. So they were on the other end of the spectrum. Nobody would have listened to them because everybody knew that they were trouble. Madon V'Sonei Moshe Mukhshar Mechach, Avalo Hayar B'Chucham Hamshech HaKal Acharayim. Nobody would have followed them. Right, Umipesi Yasser Daito Achar Nashim Shehochel Achar Levavam. Right, nobody would have been foolish enough to follow them. So you needed this Korach figure, right, who, again, as an Netziv described before, was in some sense parallel to the Srufim. He had that capability, had that spiritual capacity, but he also had aspects of Dasan V'Aviram, right, that he was Nimshach Achar Taivas Libo, he was filled with a sense of ego. If I would put it in terms of the Gemara and Sanhedrin, he was Min HaBeluim U'Min HaSrufim. He had aspects of both. Aval Korach, Sheyagadol Ador, Hu Haya B'Kocho L'Hamshech Achar Rabim V'Chein Shleimim. Right, Korach, who wasn't disrespected like Dasan V'Aviram, but he also wasn't the kind of parosh that the Chamishim Asayimish was. He had enough charisma to generate a machlokes and enough credibility to cause people to follow him. U'Basher Gam Hu Lav Urchei L'Dabir Bnei Adam L'Fatos. Berov Dvarim, but he wasn't, for lack of a better term, a street figure like Dasan V'Aviram. So people took note. Okay, Malkachilav as Dasan V'Aviram, Masalam Dvarim, Kefi Daito Rechava. He used Dasan V'Aviram to move the lower, echelons of society. V'Hema Hochel, B'Shlichas Korach, V'Lach Livav, Chamishu Masamish, Lehimashach Achar Korach, Nimtza Kol Inu Nikra Al Shem Korach, V'Waikar, there's no way it could have happened otherwise. Again, Dasan and Aviram were not, did not have that kind of cachet, and the 250 Makrivei HaKetoras would never have been able to be public figures anyway. Dasan and Aviram hem tsoim. They were with the means. The proxies Ashral Yadam Hirchiv Apirza, they were able to move the street. Mishum Hachiksi Vaikach Korach Vimacharav Vachrayam Nimshu Chamishum Asayimish Chasidei Hador. And then again, the last line here comes from a little bit later in the parak. Meis Hashem lo meis haKetoras. Meis Hashem haynu mikodesh hakadashim v'haya b'zeh misa b'magefa kamo adin lazar hakarev. Amnam niskabdu shahaya b'zeh kein srefas nadav aviyu d'chsev gam kein meis Hashem v'mishim hachi ksev makrivei haketores landenu sha'onesh paga b'ham mishum haketores v'lo b'avon hamachlokes shaya tafel b'kavanasim. Again, the machlokes for them was really just a proxy. Okay, so you know, essentially the shiur is that we have a very diverse, heterogeneous mixture in terms of, you know, what Adas Korach is. There are really three different elements here. You have Dasan and Aviram, who are Bale Machlokas, and they get their just desserts in terms of Min HaBluim. They're Yardim Chayim Sha'ola. You have the Chamishim Masayim Ish, who are really Chasidei Elyon and Yirei Hashem, but decide to go down in a blaze of fire. Okay, so they're on the other end of the spectrum. And you have Korach, who's a very complicated person, and he has aspects of both. So either he's Lo Min HaBluim, Lo Min HaSrufim, or my favorite interpretation is Min HaBluim Umin HaSrufim. In that sense, that both shitos are saying is that he can't be easily categorized like Dasan ve'Aviram mitzad echad and me'idach gisa min akatsa ve'arakatsa like the chamishim asayim ish. So this is a very compelling, I think, and fascinating reading of the topic. But what I wanted to try to do in just about, you know, 5 minutes or so is to move from more of the shir to a bit of a sicha. About engagement with, you know, matters of the tzibur. That's what Akiva asked for. He said a sicha, so we'll take it in that direction. But of course, you know, through this prism of the Torah of the Netziv and in the merit of Korach. So what very often is hard to do when a person is involved in any kind of communal issue of some controversy. It is the emotions begin to run high, and people tend to entrench themselves in certain positions, and the very very tempting, psychologically, emotionally tempting thing to do is to start to group everybody who's on the other side together. So this is something that happens, generally speaking, when people are involved in Tzarchei Tzibur. So there will be a divergence, and sometimes a divergence will be over an issue of consequence, a halachic consequence. And, you know, let's say, you know, a person will be advocating, defending, upholding, you know, Torah's Moshe, as they understand it, Vein Ladayin Lefimashin of Roos. And there's a tendency to group, let's say, everybody on the other side who, you know, let's naniach for the purposes of this conversation, that they're fundamentally wrong, to group them all together. To say, you know, they're all, you know, the Eda Hara Hazos. It does happen, because again, you know, it's a very difficult position to be in, and you'll find very often in life, especially if you go down this path, as some of you undoubtedly will, and I'll be very proud of that, you know, you will be called upon to, you know, basically say what Malachi told the Jewish people of Zichru Taras Moshe Avdi Asher Tivis Yosef Echariv Al Kol Yisrael Chukim Mishpatim, that no matter what society says, Zichru Taras Moshe Avdi, and society moves very, 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 very quickly and very aggressively and very intolerantly against, you know, some timeless values. And again, in a very dignified way, you have to address that. But what's really important to remember, if a person is going to be effective, is that in any group on the other side, there are the Beluim, there are the Dasan Ve'Aviram, that have no respect and no sense of Yira whatsoever. But not everybody is Dasan Ve'Aviram. And sometimes what you'll have is really a motley crew. You'll have the Beluim, and you'll have the Srufim, and then you'll have the Lo Min HaBeluim, the Lo Min HaSrufim, and then you'll have Min HaBeluim, or Min HaSrufim. You'll have all the different groups. And the Chacham is able to discriminate and discern who is who. These are not all the same people. So Whatever the issue is, let's just take one example. I'll take one example. I'm not going to get into a specific application of this, but I'll just one example for 3 minutes. It is let's say on the issue of egalitarianism. So there's no question that there are some people for whom it just makes no difference, you know, what the Torah says, and what Chazal say, and the fact that corporate America has a certain set of values. Forget the fact that corporate America says something different than they did 2 years ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Whatever corporate America said in the last 5 minutes represents, you know, for them, truth. In, even if 5 minutes from now it will be something different. Okay? So you have people like that where there's no sense of yirah. And, you know, basically the idea is if Torah cannot manage to reflect the values of corporate America, then Torah is wrong. So you do have that. But not everybody, let's say, you know, in this parasha, not everybody is like, there are some people for whom they very sincerely, let's call them the Sufim in this case, who very, very sincerely want to experience Avodas Hashem. There may be certain misguided elements there, but you could say, like the Netziv says about the Chamisha Masayim Ish, that on some level, Kavanasam L'Shem Shamayim. And they actually do want, let's say, expanded opportunities in Avodas Hashem. And as the Netziv describes the Srufim, you could even say in general that they are Yirei Hashem, and they care very deeply about Torah and about mitzvos, but there's something that's like an eish, boer bekirbam, that about a certain opportunity that they might not have, and it causes an enormous amount of tension. But those are not the same people, right? As people are saying that unless Torah can match whatever corporate America defines as, you know, of value, so, you know, those people are really, I mean, akatsa ad akatsa. It might be that they're militating together on the same issue, but you have to be able to be mavchin between, you know, who exactly is who. And then you have, you know, even more complicated and subtle, you know, individuals. Shalomina beluim, lomina srufim, or mina beluim, mina srufim, where it depends on the day. And on some days they'll have greater clarity, and on some days they'll be riled up, and sometimes it matters who they talk to last. So, you know, it's very important to be able, for both halachic purposes and communal purposes, to have the sense of wisdom to be able to, even if people are presenting themselves as part of Vayakel Lehem Korach as Kol Ha'edah, to do exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu did. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't handle them all the same way, very far from it. That's one, right? Then there's a Vatiftach Haaretz Espiha, Vayivlo Usam V'yiz Kol Asher Lahem, and Korach, you know, remains a bit of enigma and a bit of a mystery. And so the most effective defense of Torah's Moshe is exactly the way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu defended Torah's Moshe, Be'ito, is to look very carefully at who the different composite groups are, and to be able to deal with each of them in accordance with what it is that they're actually after. And, you know, the incredibly important thing in all of this is to remember that other Gemara in Sanhedrin, when Pasuk was commenting that Moshe repeatedly, you know, went, Vayitzi Moshe Yilech al Dasan v'Aviram, that you're never machzik b'machlokes, and a machzik b'machlokes over b'lav is to make overture after overture l'man ha-shalom. Again, and, you know, very few people you'll ever encounter will be as extreme as Dasan v'Aviram, but to continue to make overtures l'man ha-shalom, just as Moshe Rabbeinu did here, is equally important from a Torah perspective. And like the Rambam says, in the case of an actual milchama, but I'll, you know, think it is relevant here, Enosa milchami madam ba'olam at shekarim lo shalom tchila, is that one should make bakei shalom v'radfeo, repeated attempts, even in the context of, you know, machlokes l'shem shamayim, from your point of view, to try to engage the other side, you know, l'man ha-shalom, but at the same time, without compromising l'man ha-emes. I know that this might seem a little bit abstract now, but you know, if you try to just file this away 10, 15, 20 years from now, well, you'll be in a position of having to engage on communal matters So it's extremely important to realize that if 10 people approach you and they're all saying the same thing, that more likely than not, those 10 people actually, like we had with Chacham Harazim, Kishem Shoshonim Bipartufeim, Kach Shonim Bedeosam, that they could really represent very, very different perspectives, you know, in terms of, you know, how much is L'Shem Shamayim and how much really is not. And they deserve to be treated not as one gush, a davar gush, but they should be treated, you know, in a differentiated fashion, because the truth of the matter is that there's much more subtlety when it comes to those things. That's one of, I think, the enduring lessons of the Adas Korach, the Beluim, the Sufim, Shalom min ha-Beluim, v'shalom min ha-Serufim. Wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi.